This is episode 1901 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series all about brain health. This entire month, we have been exploring the overall theme of mental focus. And part of your mental focus is brain health. In last week's series, you were guided through meditation tips and techniques to help you gain more clarity. And the week before that, you were guided to help you gain more focus. In this week's series, you will discover different ways you can support your brain. Your brain has many functions. Among them is remembering. In fact, in yesterday's episode, I challenged you to remember when you felt great focus and clarity in your life. And to bring yourself back to that time, let your brain have a little workout as you remember. Remembering different facts, remembering things that happened in the past, remembering people, all these things are beneficial to your brain. I have another little challenge for you, and that is if you could memorize something this week, maybe a favorite quote or poem, or maybe even the words to a song you really enjoy. The process of memory is vital to your brain's health. So that's an additional little challenge for you as you go back and remember every day this week. If you could do this, if you could remember times when you felt focused and also times when you felt at peace and when you had a lot of energy and clarity, remember these times, immerse yourself in the memory. In today's episode, you will focus on another aspect of a healthy brain, and that is learning. To be a lifelong learner. People who constantly learn, they're always a student, no matter how much they've accomplished or learned. There's always something new to learn. These people who are lifelong learners live to a grand old age. And not only that, they're vital as they live into their 90s and even 100 years or older. When I lived in Japan, there were a lot of centenarians, and I was always struck by how vital they were. And the reason why, I know because I observed this firsthand as I lived there for 5 years, is they were an integral part of the community there. They gardened every day on the island of Okinawa when I lived there. The population of centenarians would gather together regularly with their friends and families and with each other, and they would laugh and remember all these past events in their lives. And they also offered great wisdom. People would seek them out for counsel, and they felt incredibly valued. In fact, I had the chance to talk to these centenarians on a regular basis. And what I discovered is that they told me that with each year, they're only happier. When I returned back to the United States, I was sad to talk to people who were pretty young, in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s, which is, I guess you could consider that young by a centenarian standard. And they told me they dreaded each year. So many of them, they would say, I just lose more ability. I just can't move as well. I just don't look as good. That was the focus, these external conditions that happen to everybody as We all age. We might move a little more slowly. If you take care of your body and regularly move it, you move better than others, but still, you do slow down a bit. But I noticed that the people on the island of Okinawa, and also when I lived in Tokyo as well, the centenarians that I had the wonderful opportunity to interact with regularly would tell me how they loved not having to move so quickly, that as they moved, they were able to enjoy a slower process, and they were able to absorb their experiences much better. So think about how you could become a lifelong learner simply by adapting to the new nuances of life as you get older, as you're greeted with new experiences in your life, the good and the not so good experiences. We all have them. So see what you can learn from your experiences. Embrace all your experiences. And I also want to mention that many of the centenarians had been through terrible experiences as they survived World War II aftermath in Japan, which especially on the island of Okinawa, which was devastated. Some of the fiercest battles of World War II were fought on that island, and many had experienced terrible, heinous atrocities, and they were living and enjoying their lives, embracing what happened to them, learning from it. So this is a vital skill. Learning gives you more knowledge, more information that helps you to be able to process your emotions and stress in a much better way. So think about what you want to learn, maybe a foreign language. By the way, there is research that shows that even when you're in your 70s, you can still learn new things such as taking on learning a new foreign language, just as people in their 20s do. So take advantage of the plasticity of your brain and learn some new things. Think about what you've always wanted to learn and take one step today to move yourself in that direction. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, I encourage you to learn this series affirmation. I think you will enjoy it. It's a powerful, energetic affirmation. An affirmation is a positive statement, or at least a thought-provoking statement that you repeat several times or even once, whatever works for you. I recommend you repeat an affirmation several times, at least three times, with power, using your voice, whispering it, even mentally repeating it. Experiment with the affirmation. Repeat it in the morning as you start your day and in the evening as you get ready to end your day. So this week's affirmation for your brain health and your focus for today is to learn something new. The affirmation is, I embrace energy and vitality. I embrace energy and vitality. Just saying it, the words leap off your tongue and you feel more vital, more energetic, and this will help you get motivated to learn that something you've always wanted to learn. So if you'd like the full guided meditations, they're half hour meditations that bring you deeper into this theme of brain health, you can always find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. Yes, I do have an app, and you can try it for 2 weeks, free access to the full app. Each series, each weekly series, includes a journal and a slowdown guide customized especially for the week's techniques and inspiration. So, settle yourself down now and meditate. And as you do, know that you are so worth slowing down for.